The bus station has a large, open and impressive forecourt with a mosque in it, a beautiful picture of the desert with camels and a yellow Sonef bus. Bonjour, monsieur. The man with a turban claims he's collecting Malians to take them to their homes in Gao. He's bundled three young men into a car with not very much luggage. They look like migrants to me.
I'm the chief mechanic at the bus garage. My name is Maiga Sadum. The ones we've just seen, most of them have actually bought bus tickets all the way to Libya. But when they arrive here in Gao, they face what we call the coxers. The coxers trick them. They sell them to the truck drivers from Algeria who are going back with empty lorries. But if there are difficulties, the drivers will just drop them in the desert along the way.
Gao is the gateway to the Sahara. It's the last city. It's the tree line at the start of a 5-6 day drive to Algeria on the back of a lorry. The Mediterranean is 2,000 kilometres north of here. People say the desert is a bigger killer than the sea.
You haven't got a chance. Out of 100 migrants, I say 10 survive. The ones you saw, they've got a 10% chance of reaching their destination.
Moussa is a coaxer. He's in his 20s. He doesn't want anyone to see him being formally interviewed. We talk as we drive, with the microphone hidden from view. Gao is a desolate, low-rise trading town with red sand streets wide enough to turn a 10-ton desert-going truck. Moussa earns $10 for each migrant he nabs on the bus. He sells the travellers to the so-called ghetto.
You call the ghetto number. You tell them you have some guys for them. You deliver them like a parcel. In the ghetto, you need money to survive. Money is a constant thing.
Walking into a courtyard, has trucks parked outside. There's a stack of jerry cans in the corner, each with a sewn Hessian cover on it. This is the ghetto where the migrants come to wait for a place on the back of a truck. In the corner, about a dozen young men are sitting on the ground. Depending on their ability to bargain, they'll pay between $15 and $400 for the uncertain ride to Algeria. The man showing me around this migrant's underworld is Ibrahim Miharata. He runs Dire Ben, a hostel for those who are down on their luck.
So there's a pile from floor to ceiling of mattresses. Then,
even if there are 70 migrants, we can look after them in one day.
We've had a lot of Gambians lately. They've nearly all been to Libya. They found the war in Libya and turned back. If they are disturbed, we support their travel expenses all the way home.
Disturbed? Does that happen a lot?
Oh yes, endlessly. Imagine someone who left his family. The family sold two beef cattle to support him. He was given $800 or $1,000 and now he's facing going back without a penny. It's shameful. It's enough to drive you mad.
But most migrants are like Theodis Windle Dennis. They think that if they seek help, they'll be sent home.
I want to go work for money.
In Liberian English, he tells me he wants to continue his journey out of Africa so he can work for money. He left Liberia a week ago with $1,100.
I pay in Senegal for Senegal to Morocco. I pay cash.
He's 26 years old. On the bus, he faced 15 to 20 roadblocks. At each, he had to hand up to $10 to corrupt police officers. Once in Gao, his bag was stolen with his passport, phone, and remaining money.
Go to Gao, you see, I pick all a bus to go to Algeria.
There's no buses go to Algeria, only trucks. Did they tell you that?
No, you see, they have buses that go to Algeria, you don't tell me.
This is where Gao ends. From here on, it's 5 to 6 days on trucks through the desert for migrants leaving in their hundreds from this northeastern Malian city. Many of them that I've spoken to unaware of the risks, unaware even that what faces them is actually desert, some of the hottest temperatures in the world, lack of water, and then traffickers who will tell them 100 kilometers from the Algerian border that now you're on your own, now you walk to Algeria.